Topic three.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you.
All right, topic three.
Topic three.
All right, I guess this is more of a opinion. It's more than, I guess, a question.
I mean, I feel like we got all opinions. All of us have opinions, so yeah. We should be solid. All
right, so I'm going to hit you with the backstory, or should I hit you with the question first?
Backstory.
Hit the backstory.
Backstory. Let's hit the back.
Allude to the question.
All right, let's hit the back.
Hit it from the back.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I was driving, giving some a ride home, and then I had, like, on my playlist, because it was still on Bluetooth, so I just let it ride. Hit play, whatever, and it was on my R&B list, you know, it was playing, you know, and then, like, a fucking song comes on, what was it? It was, like, a Beyonce song,
yeah.
And then they're, like, you listen to this song? And then I was, like, yeah, it's a sick song, it's solid, and then they're, like, it's, like, but it's a girl song. I was, like, what do you mean it's a girl song? Like, it's, like, well, it's meant for, it's genre too that's made for specifically that audience, like girls, for girls to listen to it. I was like, well, I like it. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I don't get what you're saying. And he's like, I don't know. I don't think guys would listen to that song. I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. Why don't you think that? And he was like, I don't know. I just never thought about it.
Do you know what song it is?
I'm pretty sure it was Irreplaceable.
Okay.
Because I can look through my list, but like, and basically, was it
Beyonce song?
Yeah, is Beyonce, it's Irreplaceable, yeah. And then, because, like, I get it. I get what she was trying to say.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you listen to the whole song, I'm like, he's a girl talking to the dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sure if I pull up the... There's a remix, right? There's a dude on it?
I don't know, but Nia wrote it.
Oh, he did? Oh, all right. There you go. Fuck. I would have
known that. So, I mean, like, Nia wrote it, so it doesn't really matter. Like...
Yeah, but, like, so what's your take on it? Because, like, to me, I was just like, it don't matter. A good R&B song is a good R&B song.
So we're just talking about songs in general that... Where
it's literally meant it's garnered for a girl,
yeah.
But like you guys would still listen to it. You think it's weird. You think it's okay.
Okay.
I've been talking about this song for weeks, months now. But go ahead.
To me, like that was the Irreplaceable song. I was just like it was on my R&B song. Like I was just trying to put a list like together, and then I have quite a bit on there. But like that one's on there because I was like, yeah, it's a good jam. Yeah. Like it's a good jam, and I like it.
Yeah.
And then and it's weird because I don't listen to a lot of Beyonce, but I like that song.
Yeah, she got some songs I like.
Yeah, and then they put it off as like, oh, that's weird that you listen to a girl R&B song. I was like, I don't know, it's good. I like it.
I mean, I could have said if the song is tailored to like women bashing on dudes or
it's tailored
even
to
then, but yeah, no, I get that. But even then, I'm like.
That song's almost genderless. I mean, genderless though. If you really listen to it,
yeah, it doesn't use pronouns.
He or she or anything like that. So like, you.
Well, he says like, what is it? Call her up or something to pick you up. Or something okay. Like that. At one point,
kind of like Erykah Badu, Better Call Tyrone.
Yeah.
You better call Tyrone.
Did you see the girl that sung it on the lip sync battle?
Call him.
She fucking nailed it.
I haven't seen
that. Oh, she's hot too.
Tell him come on and get
you. She even had the big beehive thing on that she wore on her head to look like Erykah Badu. She fucking nailed that song. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's funny. What you got, Pat?
Oh shit, it's my turn already?
Yeah.
Man.
Damn it.
Puff puff get.
So I guess what song would you listen to, and do you think it's weird? Do you think it's fine? Do you think it's like, well, you get it?
I don't think any song I listen to is weird. So,
yeah.
But I can understand. So there's one of my favorite songs by Aaliyah is "Miss You."
Okay.
It came out like I think it came out after she died, actually.
Yeah, right. Because that video is like a memorial kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like it's got fucking DMX, yeah. It's got Missy Elliott, it's got a bunch of different people. That song, Alicia Keys, a couple Alicia Keys songs, "Fallen." And
Fallen. Yep.
You don't know my name.
Yeah, exactly. That's that one. And actually, Diary. Those...
Yeah, Diary too.
Those are such fucking good songs.
Even the other song, one. Like,
yeah,
that could be misconstrued.
No one, right?
Like that.
No one. Yeah.
No one. Yeah, that's what it is. No.
Well, you said one love. I was thinking Bob Marley.
Yeah, no. I'm drunk. Don't worry. I don't even think I'm drunk. But.
Yeah, I don't think he's that drunk.
Yeah, I don't think he's that drunk either. But I wasn't worried regarding
his time.
It is no one though. Yeah. Anyway.
But I seen the shit out of those songs.
Yeah.
While I'm driving. Because that's when I do most of my singing is when I'm driving. But I feel like those specific songs are like genderless. Like you can, they come from females.
Yeah.
But they extend past that.
Yeah.
So like the Aaliyah song "Miss You," is just like
missing you.
Like it just.
I mean, even the title tells you what. Why, I mean,
what it is.
What?
Why you're listening?
The feeling. Yeah. Behind the song. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I can see that.
I mean, because I've had my heart. I mean, pretty sure everybody here. I don't know about you.
I've never had my heart broken before.
Liars.
My heart's gone because it's been broken. I don't even have one.
I mean, like everybody here's had their heart broken at least once.
Right.
In their what heart?
Unfortunately.
But a heart. I know. But after that first time, you may have lost your heart after that first time. But everybody's had their heart broken at some time.
I got one of the Grinch hearts.
I say that shit all the time. Now. I'm like, I'm fucking the Grinch. Two sizes is too small.
Right.
But yeah, so like those types of songs are what I go to with that. I don't like a lot of. I feel like it's like sexist, but I don't like a lot of female. Like hip hop, or R&B, because I don't like connect with that side.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Like Cardi B.
But there's like there's certain songs like Alicia Keys like the songs I mentioned that I feel like. Extend past that.
Yeah. So can I ask, was it your passenger, were they male or female?
Female.
So the female,
because they're like,
and
oh.
She thought this was weird.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you listen to this? It's like, but it's like written in a girl's point of view. I get what she was saying.
Yeah.
I do to an extent, but there's a lot of girls that like songs that talk about bitches and hoes.
Yeah.
And they don't rap that shit word for word and love that song. Yeah. So that shouldn't be a big stretch for you to like that song.
No. Yeah. When I flip side. That was my next thing. Like,
no, yeah, I was like, I don't get it. Like, it's a good song, good lyrics. You know, it's well made. But then, like, I was like, then I'm trying to think. I was like, what are you coming from? I was like, oh, okay, so you're thinking,
didn't
like, girls
Brandy
sing
just,
this out.
Didn't Brandy just last week say she loved bitches ain't shit?
Yeah.
Like, that was...
I think she just said bitches ain't shit. I don't think she's talking about the song.
I know, because I know we started singing bitches ain't shit, so I'm assuming
that... Holes and tricks.
And I think it came from her.
Lipped on these nuts and sucked his dicks.
It's not bitches ain't shit. It was the Warren G, Corrupt, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, fuck. Explosive?
No, it was a Snoop Dogg song.
Not the When I Met You Last Night.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Right. When ain't no fun.
Yeah,
ain't no fun. Yeah.
Which is almost the same thing as Bitches Ain't Shit.
It's because Nate Dogg fucking killed it at the beginning.
Yeah, I heard him do that a cappella here.
Exactly.
In concert. It was a Bad Boy concert, which for some reason him and Warren G were there. And they were mad at the sound guy because they thought he was fucking up what they were trying to do. So he said, do it. Fuck this shit. I'm going to do it a cappella. And Nate Dogg started singing that part a cappella. And I was like, oh, shit. And at the time, I was like, this is cool as fuck. I appreciate it more now, especially since he's dead.
Yeah.
But the fact that I got to see it live.
Yeah,
and I was
pretty
like,
cool.
Wow. But yeah, everybody in the fucking, it didn't matter, girl.
I get the love. I get the love behind
that
song.
But do you understand what he's saying?
But do you understand what the fuck, the words that are coming out of that mouth?
I was like.
Like, they are literally bashing bitches in.
You opened up your gap.
Scandalous by Tupac. I know this is kind of off, but Scandalous by that, like
well, it's not really that off because it's just the opposite.
It's the opposite, and they motherfuckers sing these songs, so I can't imagine like why.
But yeah,
it
ain't no
different.
Ain't no fun is that song though that everybody
like,
loves.
That everybody loves
that
and
talks
the,
a lot of
and
shit.
It's super vulgar.
Super vulgar.
Super derogative towards women. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the.
If I give a fuck about a bitch,
I'd always be broke.
I never
have
no
motherfucking
end of the smoke. I get looking loony. Bitch, you can't do me.
Do we look like BBD?
Gucci groupie?
I have love for hoes. It's something that I learned
to pass. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe?
Just to lay this hoe. I know the pussy's mine, so I'm gonna fuck a couple more times. And then I'm through with it.
Nothing else to do with it.
Pass it to the homie.
Pass it to the homie.
You, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. Y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I give a fuck. Why don't you pay attention?
Approach it with a different proposition.
I'm corrupt. Ho, you never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
It ain't no fun.
And bitches be singing that shit. Like, yes, they wrote the lyrics. Like they wrote the lyrics. So
that's what you need. You should have hit her with it. Hey, do you like this
oh,
song?
Oh, then we gonna listen to this then.
Yeah.
And then she starts singing it. You go. Then you give her the side eye like, oh, for real? Okay. So you can like some shit, but I
was thinking
like
bitches ain't shit because they say that in there. And I
bitches
that.
Ain't shit, but yeah. Hoes and tricks. Licked on his nuts and sucked his dick. Yep.
Get the fuck on to, you know, like, seriously. So back to the songs.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love Halo.
Yes.
And I love Ego,
like
too.
Like a game?
Ego's no. The Beyonce version.
I love Halo. I'm going to go play Halo later. Oh, yeah.
But that song actually was one of the songs that's on my playlist. Because I love the I love the piano entrance. I love the progression of her lyrics. I love the layout of how the song's made. I love how she hits the high notes. I mean, not high notes, but the power ballad type version that she puts out for that song. And then the video actually ties into how good I think the song is done, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a powerful message in that song. You know, like the person that she's singing about is the protector. You know, like there's just certain messages that you want to somebody to be singing about you.
Yeah.
I also like Ego, which has the Kanye verse.
Yeah,
I love his verse, but she's talking about something totally different and puts it into a song. It doesn't make me like the song any less because I know what she's singing about. You know what I'm saying? I know what Ego stands for. I know that she's not really talking about his ego. I know where she's going with it, but also, it's a good song. It's just a good overall song. And why would I, you know, like, I don't think there's, I don't think it's androgynous. You know, I understand that.
Goes
I think
ways.
It's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, goes both
yeah.
ways.
Yeah.
I understand
that when she, Mary J. Blige is the fucking queen of making
fucking
songs for women, empowering women about women. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand that. She makes album after album after album. Like, I haven't listened to a Mary J. Blige album in forever.
I listened to her new one. It's fire.
Mary J. Blige is the queen of that shit. They literally call her the queen of hip-hop R&B stuff. You know,
she's
like,
overrated.
I think she's overrated. But she has some fucking bangers, though.
She gets so much respect,
She gets so much respect.
So much respect.
She's like the Aretha Franklin of our generation.
Well, okay,
but more towards the hip hop genre, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything leaned towards the hip hop genre after the 90s.
Right, but when she came into the game,
it was full
hip hop. Yeah, it was R&B hip hop.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There was so, she's in there.
And why can't I like that? You know, so there's no reason for me not to like it.
Well, East Coast, nobody would even give you a shit about it, to be honest.
That's a possibility.
As far as Mary J. Blige, Mary J. Blige gets so much respect. If you told somebody you like any of her songs, nobody would say shit.
But if you're outside of New York, you might just like.
That's what I'm saying. East Coast.
I mean, East Coast's not just New York. It's really a really small part.
Okay. I don't know if I will down to only New York.
If you're in North Carolina, the black people know who Mary J. Blige is, and they love her the same.
Right.
But I think that she gets way more respect in New York than she does outside of New York on that coast. In an urban city,
when
she's
people
give her
say
love.
East, though, they legitimately
is,
talk about
New York.
When they talk about, like, he said just
West.
That Florida, that's south.
Yeah. Yeah. And then West is L.A.
Yeah, West is L.A.
Midwest is Chicago.
Yeah.
I
and even, like, Atlanta,
Texas,
Houston, all that's considered
south.
South,
yeah. So I see that. I get that point.
Memphis loved Mary, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Memphis loved her.
Everybody, I mean, any urban community is gonna love Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
So I get that, but I don't understand. I seen something on the internet, and it fucking, I think T liked this, and they were talking about cis. like girls were like, oh, well, bruh is like androgynous. It's like, I don't just necessarily mean like a dude when I say bruh. And then they were like, guys are saying like cis. Like guys are calling other guys cis and shit like that. Like I'm like, I can't get behind that. No. I can't get behind that at all. No. I refuse. Like that to me is androgynous. Yeah, I mean, it's not androgynous. Yeah, like that's feminine. Yeah,
you doing rap videos in a wedding dress?
I can't get behind that either. And that's just and that may be old school of me, and I understand. Like
fuck it.
You may be super comfortable with your masculinity. Cool. I am not super comfortable with your masculinity.
Yeah.
I'm cool with my masculinity.
Right.
I'm
not, yours?
Yours is on the next level. You know, like... Right.
Well, that's just like you say, you know, you got these rappers wearing fucking dresses and shit like that. Like, even Lil Wayne doesn't do that. And I could see Lil Wayne doing that.
You said then Lil Wayne's weird.
Right. He don't even do that shit.
But he calls himself an alien, so... Yeah. Or a Martian is what he calls himself. Yes. Not alien, Martian.
Don't let him spill his lean, though.
Yeah.
But
that dude is stupid. Fuck that dude.
But I understand what you're saying with that, though. Like
he already had a fucking bunch of fucking seizures, and he still continues to do that shit.
Oh, that's Young Thug for sure.
Fuck that dude.
It's unfortunately... why you showed me that.
It's crazy, because I hated Young Thug, and then like the last couple of things he's dropped has been fire, and I'm like, I can't get behind him. That sounded weird because he's wearing dresses.
You could, you know.
I can't support him, but I really, there's a lot. He got a couple of really good songs that I was like, I understand why people like what he did, what he does. Yeah.
Whatever.
But there's no reason for you, back to the original topic though, there's no reason to be, you should have to defend. That you like that song, like I think that's
well, like, I'm writing question, like I write everything down now in my notes, and then it happened like in a 2-3 minute conversation. It's just like, oh wow, I was like, what? He's like, oh, you like the song? I was like, yeah, it's a good song. What would you like? He's like, I don't know. I thought it just meant for girls. So I was like, it's a good song, good lyrics. I don't know. She's like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, I mean, so it was like a passing, but I was like, huh, that is weird. I wonder what other people think. So I just wrote it down.
And like, I could see females saying that though. I see females being like,
yeah, because it's not like she gave me flack for it. She's like, oh, just surprised. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. But
the fact that she's surprised though,
yeah,
like I said, like, if she said ain't no fun, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm surprised you like that song. Although you should be surprised that she liked that song.
But see, we're in that era where it shouldn't be that surprising.
It's back to the fucking women.
It shouldn't be.
Being aggressive.
Men and the men, you know, like, it shouldn't be that way. I agree.
It's like, I love Moana.
That's a really good
movie. I never saw fucking kids.
Don't watch it. Only watch it for the chicken. That's the only good thing about the movie.
That's a good movie. He loves Moana.
I love Moana. Like, I love
watching it. Legit, we had this conversation last night.
Yeah.
At Bible study.
Moana.
Bible study.
Yeah, we were at Bible study.
Yesterday.
We weren't at a bar, we were at Bible study.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't know where you were, but Bible study.
I was just in a different room. I was in a study, different verse.
Oh, yeah. Because you're older. You went to the elder room.
But I've had a couple of chicks come over like, okay, what do you want to watch?
You the whatever. Old Testament.
I'll put on Moana.
We're on a New Testament.
They still know I'm singing the Rock's verses on his song. And they're like, oh, shit, you really know the words. Yes, I do.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Oh, the Disney.
It's like I used to love Aladdin when Aladdin came out.
That's still my favorite.
That's still
my
favorite. I'd have a bigger problem.
That's my favorite Disney movie of all time.
That is my favorite.
Me too. Yeah.
I'd have a bigger problem.
Motherfucking birthday, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Aladdin.
Toast with an empty glass. That is. You can't do that.
You can't do that. I'm not even drinking because of you.
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's bad luck.
I refill.
I can't do that.
Go. I drank.
In turn.
Don't clap in the mics.
I don't like that. I don't.
Fucking intern is telling you what to do right now.
It's good engineering work right there.
I like it.
I don't have
I
don't have a problem with Aladdin or Moana for the most part.
You haven't seen Moana.
I don't have a problem with that because I haven't seen it. But if you said Princess and the Frog or Cinderella, I'd be like, and not that really? You can't like it.
I watched it.
I watched them all
in the VHS, and I didn't mind it.
I watched them all recently.
Oh,
man, I was usually I wanted to see Moana because I knew
like, it was my favorite movie.
Well, I wanted to see Moana because I knew The Rock was.
Of course.
And I was like, okay, let me check this out. And then when I watched it, I was like, wow, this is actually pretty dope.
It has to be a great movie because I've heard nothing but good. I really haven't heard anybody go, that movie sucks.
And not only that, The Rock sings his own song. I mean, he didn't make his own song, but he sings his own part. So it's not like they switched it out and put somebody who could sing. Because I think in Aladdin, I think they did do that.
Yeah.
Well, the early ones, they always kind of switched up
their voice. In this one, no, it is The Rock singing his shit.
And later on, as movies are going, they don't do that as much anymore now.
Yeah.
Dilly.
Clank. Yeah, so what's do you have any songs in particular that you think
Well, a song that's I guess it's tailored for women, but you're like, I like it.
Yeah, there's one song and I've been banging out. It's on my playlist, everything, and I haven't always been the biggest Riri fan.
Oh,
yeah,
but Needed Me.
I love that song.
I fucking love that song.
That's a great song, too.
I fucking love that. Yeah. Needed
Me. I've never
heard it. Oh, man. That song bangs. Yeah.
It's solid,
that song goes hard.
That song goes
hard. With the beats fired.
That song goes hard.
DJ Mustard, right?
Pull it up right now.
DJ Mustard. Just how
that song goes hard.
You must have thought I was a savage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How that song goes
hard. White Horse in the Carriage. I was like, God damn. Yeah, I was like, you were just another nigga. You were just another nigga on the hit list.
It was on the radio, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just the intro of the song was like,
yeah,
I like the other Riri song too, the Shine Bright Like a Diamond. I like that song too.
I like that one. Well, then My Sex.
I do like that song.
I like the ones. My Sex Is So Amazing.
Me either.
My Sex Is So Amazing by Riri. I like that one too.
Oh yeah, that's every girl's get ready for a night out.
So amazing.
Sex with me, so amazing.
Now that one is not as specifically gender, but Needed Me. That shit's pretty specific.
I like Skin by Rihanna.
Yeah. I mean, it could
go. I have Skin on my arm, dude. And that's fucking
Skin,
sucks.
Skin's like, listen, we about to get it. If Skin come on if I got somebody over and Skin comes on, it means it's about to go down.
That back.
No, there's one
Beyonce song that I don't think a lot of people have ever really listened or paid attention to. But it was back when she was on the Austin Powers movie.
Goldfinger.
Yeah,
Goldfinger?
She had a song that I was like, wow, that song goes hard. I like that song. It's pretty dope. Back in the day. But that Needed Me.
You know what song is?
By Riri. Oh, I banged that. I was banging that on the way
here. You
know
what the Beyonce song was?
I can't remember the name of it.
I like it.
She has the big
old Beyonce
afro song.
Yeah, she was Foxy
Brown. Yeah.
An old Beyonce song that I like is Dangerously in Love.
That shit's dope, though.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like, if you guys don't mind me putting this in 2 cents, if a song is meant to make you feel something, no matter what you got downstairs, you're supposed to feel it when you listen to it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's all about the feeling that they put in the song. They want you to... And if you're feeling... And there's a lot of times where you're in... Let's not be like super masculine. We've all been done a certain way to make you feel masculine. So you know when a girl's talking to you in a certain way, it made you feel masculine. Yeah. So you listen to the song. That's
like
how
they're
feel.
Talking to me.
They're talking to me. You've also been in her situation before, where even if the girl done you dirty, that when she felt like that, you felt like that before too. We all feel we all have these same feelings. It's not like we're like, oh, I don't have no feelings, you know. So let's not act like it belongs to one person. Like you got shit in them, you know. I get it.
Yeah.
I feel you.
That one song, what is it, Figures by Jessica Reyes? She's a new artist. She just dropped her album this year. But like the first time, because she sings.
Oh, you were talking about this album.
Yeah, she just, it's a guitar and basically her going a cappella. But when you listen to it, I was like, damn, this is a fucking hot song. And just her voice is mostly because you hear all the emotion in her voice, so you're like, this is fire. But it's definitely from a girl's point of view.
I'm pretty sure I heard the song because I looked it up after you.
My lumps. My love, my lady lumps.
Yes, I can't get my
lady. You can't get
my lumps. I can't feel that. I can't feel that.
You got lumps?
I don't know if they lady lumps, but.
Definitely not lady lumps.
But you could get behind a Bootylicious.
Okay.
Hmm.
That fucking tripped me the fuck out. I was like, why is that playing?
Oh, sweat right in the living room?
Yeah, that's playing in the living room.
Well, if
the ghost Alexa, stop.
Yeah, she can't hear you. That bitch deaf.
Is that the
I know for sure because she's deaf in my house.
Let us know what song it is, Like, maybe that's the song.
But yeah, that Needed Me shit fucking. I love that.
That beat's hot.
That fucking beat's hot. That song goes hard. Yeah. And she's savage about it too. Yeah. It's like a dude type song, but it's her
maybe
singing.
Maybe that's why it's relatable.
Right. But when she's saying it, she's literally singing it from a girl point of view. She's like, fuck that.
You should have known.
And she was like,
you should have known, bitch. Yeah.
Like, she was like, you was just another nigga on the hit list. Yeah. I'm like, God, she banged you just to put you on the hit list? Shit.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Just for the record. Oh. That shit was a, girl, put your record on. Is that Corinne Bailey, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's a song
that's definitely for women.
Yeah.
That's Corinne Bailey Ray, Girl Put Your Record
On. There's another song that Riri was collab on. God, it was a huge,
I understand why women get behind Rihanna.
It was a huge breakup song. It was with a dude too, though, but yeah, that song.
I understand why women get behind Rihanna. When that shit came out. She may not be the most talented, but her music has a certain...
I like her so much more now because her attitude is like, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'm just going to live my life.
She never gave a fuck, though.
She probably did, but now she's more, yeah, more, she's more now. And then,
like, after her second CD is literally called Good Girl Gone Bad.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think her first CD was underage. So I think when she got signed with...
Also, she put out, like, just songs where you're like that Palm to Replay, like, that's not for me.
That Umbrella? Was her first. Are you sure?
It's Island Umbrella Eve. Wasn't even for her. Umbrella was actually written for Britney Spears.
Yeah,
but by The Dream.
Yeah, by The Dream. Yeah.
And The Dream tried to shop it to her, but
Umbrella Britney was hot though. Like, I understand. I was gonna say Umbrella.
I understand. Like, yeah. But the whole purpose that Dream wrote that song was because he knew Britney was going through it. She had kids, and she was, and the song was basically telling her kids, "Hey, get under the umbrella because." Yeah. You know, shit, all this bad shit's rain. Coming out. And that's he tried to shop it to them, but Britney's peoples wouldn't let her hear the song.
That's so another he's like, dude fuck that it. Actually gets his message across through women. You know, the dream. The dream? He does that. You know what?
Like, his voice might sound like a woman, but he gets other women to sing for him.
So sometimes it just happens like that.
True.
He fucked his shit up. Yeah, and he should always wear sunglasses and a hat. Things. He looks weird without sunglasses and a hat. Same thing like Future. Just keep wearing sunglasses and a hat because when you take it off, you don't look right.
Damn, keep like
it
that.
On. You sleep with a hat on and sunglasses. Just sleep with it on. Wake up with it on. Take a shower with that shit on. Don't take it off.
What's the time?
Runtime 127.
That's total?
30-40 minutes total. On that. Yeah, total. So only about 30-40 minutes on that.
That's not too bad.
We can ding.
Yeah, we can ding.
Yeah, so.